From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the program, a car bomb in Lebanon kills an anti-Syrian politician. This is the second such attack this month. First, the lead. President Bush will go to Vietnam next year for a summit meeting of leaders from the nations of the Pacific Rim. He made this announcement at the White House today while he was hosting Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Van Khai. He's the first leader of Vietnam to visit the United States since the war ended there 30 years ago. Here's Mr. Bush.
Mr. Prime Minister, welcome. I want to thank you for the constructive visit we just had. We discussed a wide range of subjects.
President Clinton was the first American president to go to Vietnam while in office, visiting Hanoi, the capital of the United Vietnam, 6 years ago. Joining us now to talk about relations between the two countries at this point in time is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, welcome back to the show. And what was the occasion for this visit to the U.S. and to the White House?
Well, it's certainly another milestone in the post-war history between these two countries. Mostly this visit is about trade. It's an attempt to further ties that can give the Vietnamese economy a boost. Vietnam wants what is known as permanent normalized trade relations with the United States. That would make it much easier for goods to move smoothly back and forth across the Pacific. The Prime Minister also on this trip visited the West Coast on his way to D.C. He stopped at Microsoft. He met with Bill Gates. He also announced the purchase of four Boeing 787s by Vietnam Airlines. So a lot of business being conducted.
Yeah. It's 10 years since President Clinton first announced normalizing relations between the U.S. and the United Communist Vietnam. We set up an embassy in Hanoi that same year, but the trade relationship has been a little slow in developing.
Yes, it's growing, but it has been slow. There were hang-ups with that first trade pact. It was agreed to in principle back in 99. It took a couple of years after that before it really took effect and gave the Vietnamese the same access to the U.S. market that other U.S. trading partners have. Some restrictions were in place, which have since been lifted. But then it was another 3 years before one important facet of it, the first commercial flight by a U.S. airliner landed in Vietnam. That didn't happen until just last December, but things are picking up.
And there still are political issues aside from trade issues.
Absolutely. A big one does relate to trade. Vietnam wants to join the World Trade Organization, which the U.S. supports. But there are other important topics, including the status of American service personnel still listed as missing in action from the war decades ago. The U.S. is still looking for remains of servicemen from the war, and Vietnam has pledged cooperation. There were also a lot of people, Vietnamese Americans, who want to remind the White House that despite all this friendliness, Vietnam is a communist government. There were big protests outside the White House today. Give a listen.
You better listen to us. Don't listen to the Khai. Kick him out, President Bush.
Right.
You better kick him out.
Right.
Don, we're going to speak with a Vietnamese American in this country here in a moment, but is it common to have these kinds of protests outside the White House when a foreign leader
it
calls?
It is a rare foreign leader that doesn't draw some sort of protest. Some are large, some small, but this one did seem unusually large. They were very vocal. It was very organized. They saw it as an important chance for their position on human rights and religious freedom to be heard as well. So they turned out in a big way, and they were hoping that the president and the prime minister heard them as well.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.